the social media platform Nextdoor slashes workers, and we'll share why. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 8th day of November. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Now, the elections are over, and there were some resounding victories, and this on a day we don't do politics. A popular drug used to treat diabetes has been approved for weight loss. GM recalls all of its autonomous vehicles. We'll tell you why that got going. You got a mansion in Santa Fe, New Mexico? Well, there's a new tax coming. We'll share that story. Speaking of housing, we've got two reports, one on mortgage rates and the other on rent rates. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the actor strike has Warner Brothers in a bind. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you have decided to spend a little time with us today learning more about the top business news stories and what happened on Wall Street. You want to reach us on social media? Over at X, formerly known as Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, I'm not sure if you're a fan of Nextdoor, the neighborhood social media platform. My bride signed up, and after a few months, she was out. Why? Well, the bickering and the sniping were just way too much for her. Now we learn that Nextdoor has laid off 25% of its employees in an effort to cut costs and their personnel expenses by $60 million each year. At the end of last year, Nextdoor had 704 employees, according to an annual securities filing. A spokesperson for the San Francisco company confirmed to the Associated Press that almost 200 employees will be impacted by the job cuts. The company this week reported quarterly losses of $38 million. That's greater than the $35 million it lost during the same period last year. Revenue rose 4% to $56 million. Weekly active users also increased 6% year over year to 40.4 million on Nextdoor. We ain't one of them. Several weeks ago, we aired a story about how weight loss companies dealing with food delivery and menus are being sidelined by consumers who are opting for weight loss drugs, many of which were designed to combat diabetes. Add yet another drug to the roster. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Eli Lilly's drug named Zepbound. The drug helped dieters lose as much as 40 to 60 pounds in testing. Zepbound is the latest diabetes drug approved for chronic weight loss management, joining Novo Nordisk's Wegovy. That's a high-dose version of its diabetes treatment, Ozempic. Both are weekly injections. The FDA approved Lilly's drug for people who are considered obese, with a body mass index of 30 or higher, or those who are overweight with a related health condition like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetes. The FDA added that the drug should be paired with a reduced calorie diet and, yeah, regular exercise. Wall Street closed mixed today as investors struggled and attempted to read through some statements made by members of the central bank. The numbers from today are coming at you in just a bit. Self-driving vehicles sound pretty neat, but clearly there needs to be maybe more testing. General Motors has recalled all 950 Cruise autonomous vehicles in their fleet after one of them dragged a pedestrian to the side of a San Francisco street in early October. The company said that with the updated software fix it's proposing, the problem should be corrected, but added Cruise vehicles will remain stationary should a similar incident occur in the future. We would hope so, right? If you or somebody you know owns a mansion in Santa Fe, New Mexico, better pony up more tax money. The AP is reporting that the city will collect about $6 million a year, which will then go to help teachers, service sector workers, single parents, and youth professionals who can't afford local mortgages or struggle to pay rent. Uncertified election results show that nearly three-fourths of ballots were cast in favor of the new tax on home sales of over $1 million. The vote signals new public support for so-called mansion taxes to fund affordable housing and reduce homelessness. In more housing news, the average contract interest rate for 30-year fixed mortgages decreased last week to 7.61% from 7.86%. Applications to refinance a home loan increased 2% for the week and were 7% lower than the same week just 1 year ago. Applications for a mortgage to purchase a home rose 3% for the week, but were down 20% from the same week a year ago. The decline in interest rates is still not enough to offset sky-high home prices, which are still rising due to the very low supply of houses for sale. And staying with the housing market one more time, surprise, rents are trending downward. Benzinga is reporting that the national median rent for both one- and two-bedroom apartments is down month over month in a continuation of the decline we saw over the past year and a trend that's expected to continue throughout the winter. This report is according to the Zumper National Rent Report. The national median rent for a one-bedroom unit is $1,505, and for a two-bedroom apartment, it's $1,862, according to the report. Of the 100 cities Zumper studied, 59 have one-bedroom medians that are down over last month, 16 are flat, and 25 are up month over month. Now you know about rent. Stocks finished mostly higher today, extending a rally fueled by falling U.S. bond yields and their longest win streak in 2 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average did shed 40 points to end the trade at 34,112. The S&P 500 index closed up by 0.1% or 4 points after flipping between small gains and losses to close at 43.82. The NASDAQ also gained 0.1% or 10 points to end the session at 13,650. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ logged their longest streak of wins since November of 2021. Investors remain focused on what clarity the Federal Reserve officials might offer on the potential path of interest rates, with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell set to deliver a closely watched speech tomorrow. The 10-year Treasury yield pulled back to 4.522% on Wednesday after briefly touching a 16-year high of 5% back in October. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude fell again, off by $1.76 at news time at $75.61 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about how the actors' strike is impacting Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers Discovery lost $417 million in the third quarter. That company that also had a $1.5 billion boost from Barbie still bled money. The entertainment giant was hard hit by the actors' strike, which has been going on since July, forcing the delay of several big planned releases, including the Dune sequel. The company said back in September that it is basically shut down and is expected to lose as much as $500 million this year due to the strike. Still, the quarter's results improved over the same time last year. Last year, Warner Brothers Discovery lost $2.3 billion. And that is real money. And that is a wrap. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.